And he's over here a while back, and my son was telling me about what they'd done, how much hay they'd done. He's a checking some. We had five semi-trailer trucks come from Louisiana, and they drove in there and he loaded 1,018 bales on them five trucks. And he was 10 o'clock getting them done. That guy just pulled out the money and gave me $800. Little over $800 for them loads of trucks. And he said, I don't believe it. I don't believe they bail that much hay. So he just went over by the field. But when he got there and saw what's going on, he was convinced. They drive them balers about 4 or 5 miles an hour. And that automatic outfit that don't have no feeder, you can't. You've seen them run, have you?
Just from a distance.
Well, I've been right in the field with him lots of times and worked with him. In fact, he's been in the business now. Well, ever since he come out. Well, he bought a brand new one when he started this year. It paid 2,000 tons with it. He went over and gave the guy $900 to boot and got a brand new one. And he's got about 2,000 tons bale with it. Well, he'd be 500 or 600 tons. He will trade again. He won't, he won't fool with an old bale.
Yeah.
He can't do it and bale that much hay.
Always breaks down when
you well, you know, when you're running 8 tons an hour, you can't afford to fool around an hour or two fixing your bed. You just better get you in there. And the fellow that's just not bailing commercially, he can afford to fool these little bears. So they just trade them off. He traded anywhere from $800 to $1,000. Says he traded for anything under 50 cents a ton while he's doing all right.
Yes, that's smart business.
Well, it's good in life when you're running a car pretty hard.
Yeah.
You can't afford to run it after about 40,000 or 50,000 miles. When you got to pick the shop to work on it, you can't afford to fool with it.
I don't know if you can afford to fool with it even if you don't, though.
Well, I don't.
Anytime you want it, it's broken, or it's going to break.
Well, it costs you more to keep one up than it does to buy a new one and go on without your business, even if you haven't made payments on it.
Well, it's cheaper if you have to make payments on it, because then you don't pay interest.
That's right.
Because I got to live with mine for another 3 years or so.
Well, you can afford to. You got to put a nice car. Well,
this isn't mine. This belongs to the university. I have a Dodge.
Well, I've just got me a second model Pontiac.
They're nice cars.
Yeah, I like it. I had a 55 and I'd only rode about 28,000 miles. And they didn't want to give me much for it, so the person here in town that was driving to and from work, Miller, just come up here and bought it from me. Nice one, bought it from me.
That's a good way to do it. I'd like to get a station wagon from a little girl and turn them loose in the back end.
It's nice.
That's an easy way to go anyplace.
A station wagon is an awful nice thing for a family.
I don't want a real big one, though. My Dodge is, I got a 57. I was up in Michigan where I thought they'd sell them cheap, and they did. They sold me this car about as much as I'd pay for a Plymouth.
Yeah.
But my goodness, it's just more car than I need. Everything's big, everything's expensive, and
gas mileage ain't very good.
No, it's not. Well, it's good for a big car. I think I'm getting about 15 and a half now.
Well, if you're getting that much, you're getting good mileage. I don't believe I get that on my Pontiac, my new one. Of course, I'll get more after it gets broke in.
I can't complain about mileage. Well, I can, but I can't do it logically because it's good for the...
Well, the weight of the car, you know, it just takes about so much to take them along anyway. If you got a light car, naturally it takes you less.
Yeah.
Fuel.
But you blow when there's a wind.
Yeah. I like to ride in a heavier car a little better than I do a light one. It's more comfortable.
I like this little Rambler out here. It's fun to drive.
I don't know. I might want to buy me a Rambler. Everybody advocates them. Say they're good.
Well, I took my wife on a trip in this, and she didn't like it. I did all the driving, and she said it just bounced her to death.
It ran. A
little short wheelbase just kept going like that.
Well, that's a lot different. I ride in my son's got a Chevrolet, and my son-in-law's got a Chevrolet. And one of my sons got a Ford. And I've driven all of them and rode in them, and we think our car is better. It's longer wheelbase and bigger tires. And